Hello, my name is Isaac from the Infinity Bros, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. Do you guys remember a time where you saw something new that caught your interest, and you started researching that topic or that passion, and you found out that it was really interesting and you want to get more into it, and you started to get really excited about it, but then somebody stops you? It's probably somebody who's been invested in that hobby or that topic for a long time. They've got several reasons for doing this, but one of them is that we're not good enough to be involved in that hobby. Whether not good enough means that we're just inexperienced, or if we ask too many questions because, hey, we're new at this, right? This is what we call gatekeeping. Gatekeeping has been around for a long time, but in the age of social media, it has definitely become more common. Chances are, if you're a nerd, you've probably experienced gatekeeping in some capacity. Because we can get really passionate about our nerd hobbies, sometimes we're even prone to actually gatekeep our hobbies themselves. I myself have been guilty of scoffing at people who don't like the same movies or other hobbies as I do. This was even a problem back in Jesus' day. The Pharisees were high-ranking members of the Jewish religion at the time, and when Jesus came along, they did not approve of his methods, even to the point of wanting to kill him. But let's back up a little bit towards the beginning of Jesus' ministry. Jesus was pretty well known for talking to just about anybody who he came into contact with, and oftentimes he would even sit down and have a meal with them. Come across one of those instances in Mark 2, verse 15. The Pharisees see that Jesus is eating with sinners and tax collectors, and they think that's kind of weird, so they talk to his disciples about it. Jesus overhears their conversation, and in verse 17, he says, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Now, the Pharisees generally didn't have great intentions. They really were looking out for themselves and wanted to build the power and status. But even those who have good intentions, maybe including ourselves, can often get caught up in gatekeeping. The disciples proved this even in Matthew 19. People were bringing their children to Jesus so that he could lay his hands on them and pray over them. Now, the disciples saw this and they thought that Jesus had better things to do with his time, so they tried to stop it. But Jesus says to them in verse 14, "Let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for to such belongs the kingdom of heaven." The disciples had good intentions. They wanted to help Jesus fulfill his ministry, but they went about it in the wrong way. While we can get caught up in gatekeeping, in our nerd hobbies and our passions, sometimes we even get caught up in gatekeeping in our spiritual lives. Like the Pharisees, sometimes we can get caught up thinking that, hey, you know, we're doing pretty well. We have a pretty good thing going for us. Because we're human, we can sometimes see other people and look down on them without even thinking about it. Now, we might not intentionally be judging other people and intentionally not bringing people to Christ, but our actions can absolutely portray that at times. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Guess what, Christian? No matter how good you are or how close you get to Christ, you're still human and you're still gonna fail. That means we don't have any right to keep people from getting closer to God. So I'd encourage you today, if you see somebody who is new to something, especially the Christian faith and their walk with Jesus, I encourage you to step alongside those people and get to know them, to encourage them in their walk and lift them up instead of tearing them down. In summary, don't be a gatekeeper. Nobody likes that person. Just let people enjoy things. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Isaac from the Infinity Bros for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, we love you 3000. Bye!